Well, good evening. That got a better response, didn't it? Which, in spite of what time, it is good to be here. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see Brother Head back up and doing well. And let's continue to pray for Brother Smith. You've never sat on that front porch, Brother Smith. You have missed something, I'm telling you. Go sit on that front porch and visit with him. Indeed, it's a blessing. But let's continue to pray for he and his family that all may go well and all the sick and the shut in, especially those of the household of faith. All right, let's go to John 11 tonight. It's good to be here and see each of you tonight. What Jesus says in verse number 9, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumble not. If any man walk in the day, he stumble not. John 11:9. I like that assurance there. You know, when Jesus says, when he shall not, that's exactly what he means. Walk in the day as he is the light of John 1:1. That is John 1:9. Because he seeth the light of the world. See, he seeth the light of the world. But if any man walk in the night, that's a comparison, see. He stumbled because there is no light in him. You know, if you ever did a study and look at that word light, and just what light does, the purpose of light, what light do, sunlight, light. Heard a preacher talking about that one time, light, like a long time ago, people used to wash and hang their clothes out. You don't see people hanging clothes out like they used to because we don't got too sophisticated with dryers. But people used to hang out clothes. But and he said that light, the sunlight, God light, it purified the clothes. See, when they hung there and they hung in the light, see, it was a purified process that went there. You know, they just didn't hang them out just because they didn't have a drive, but it was a purpose behind it. Because everything that God does has a purpose in relationship. That's the power of light. But the point is, just do a study, you know, and look at what that light means. Jesus is the light. I am the light of the world. And see what light does, not only through Jesus, but because Jesus is light and we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, what light does for us. Just this passage tonight. He said, he who walk in the day stumble not. See, compared to those who walk at night, they do stumble. Why? Because they don't see light. They don't have light like we have light. See, in relationship. Now, let me kind of make an analogy here. I like to do it because, see, it's that transformation that takes place through the power of the Word of God. See, how can you say that you are a Christian? How can you say you have light when you don't see light? Are you not a part of light? So only those who are in Christ Jesus, right? Only those who are in the Church of Christ, right? Only those who have been baptized and added to the body of Christ, we are part of the light because Jesus is light, right? See, and that's the analogy that we have. The reason why I bring it up, because we live in a world today that everybody say, well, it makes no difference what church you go to. It makes no difference. Attend the church of your choice. It do make a difference because of just the passage we read here. So even that concept, that's the assurance that we have. At least you let the word, let the light be a part of your life. Let it be a lamp post into your path. Because as long as you see light, as long as you're in the light, see, not only do we have fellowship with him, but guess what 1 John 1:9 said? We have fellowship one with another. You want to build a good relationship with a husband, a wife, you want to have a good relationship with your brother, and you are Christian, don't never become unequally yoked. Or don't never let darkness enter in. Because see, once you both stay in the light, and once we all stay in the light, by being that one body, 1 Corinthians 12:12, number one, the Bible said we will not stumble. Amen. And I believe that, amen. See, versus walking in the night, see, you gonna stumble. Why? Because night takes away light. You see, night takes away light. See, if you don't believe me, go in a room that's light. I go back there and cut the lights off one at a time. See, if I tell Sean, go back there and start cutting lights off from the left to the right. We're going to cut one off, it's going to get a little darker. We're going to cut two, it's going to get a little darker. Until eventually, what's going to happen? He cut all of them off, it's going to be completely dark. And that's the way the devil do it. Amen. The devil start taking a little bit from us, that sooner or later, it's completely dark. Amen. It's completely dark. And in that completely darkness, if you play with it long enough, you'll become a reprobate or he'll send you a strong delusion. So that's a beautiful point that we need to look at today. So if we was here trying to be transformed, I think what Jesus simply saying us here, number one, look at verse number 9. Stay in the day, not to stumble. See, why? Because we see light. I like to use those phrases because I think about phrases like that. Stay in the day, you won't stumble. Why? Because we see light. Stay in the day, we're not stumble because we what? We see light. See, the light is the word. See, you stay in the word, see, you're going to stay in the light because Jesus is the word. Amen. See, in the beginning was the word. See, Jesus is the word. He is the light. So some we stay in the word, we stumble not. You see what I mean? See, because, you see, we're walking in the day. And that's the point that we need to understand. On the other side, see, let night come in. See, you're going to stumble. That's just a fact. I wonder about it if I go to Sean. You know, think about that. And we sit here thinking, and we're exercising our mindset. That's what we're doing, exercising our mindset. That's what we're doing. If the Bible tell you that night going to cause you to stumble, well, why would anyone want to be in the night? Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, it's like getting up at night and it'd be dark in your room. If you stay in that room long enough, you'll know where, I hope you do, where your bed is or where your nightstand is or where your dresser is. Sometimes you got kids or grandchildren, sometimes they come in there and leave things that don't supposed to be there. And then you don't know it's there and you get up in the middle of the night, especially if you are a senior. And seniors have to get up at night more than maybe young people do. And then something is there that don't supposed to be there and you trip over it. Why do you trip over it? Because it's dark. See, and you can't see. See, and that's the problem sometimes. So the question that I ask is, I mean, we know that. I mean, we got all the scriptures that teach us, Galatians 6. We got all the scriptures that teach us. But if just tonight, we didn't know nothing else but this, why would anybody want to be in the dark? Why would anybody want to be in the night? You know, it's just like losing power. You know, when the power goes off, that's a bad feeling, ain't it? Because you say, I hope the power come back on before it get dark. Because nobody want to be in the dark, do they? So that's the point that we need to understand. Go ahead, Brother Bradley. Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. There ain't nothing in it. That's right. Well, you back up, brother. Go back and look at that. 1 John 1, 4. But throughout this whole book, it talks about light. You know, that'd be a good study, wouldn't it? Take that word light and run it. Then run that word light and see the implications of light. 1 John, 2 John is full of light. Amen. See, but you drop back up to verse 4. He says here, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be what? See, that your joy may be full. Well, why is our joy going to be full? Because we see it light. We stumble not. Why? Because we're in the day. See, that's the reason why we're happy. See, you're not happy. See, well, we measure happiness to be, we measure happiness by the wrong thing. That's where 1 John 2, he talks about beware, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Because see, what we see success as success being the wrong way. See, we say, if only, like right now, you know, everybody running to the floor of the line trying to win the Powerball. I hear people say, if I only can win that Powerball, I mean, if I can just win just a third of it, this is what I'll do. Guess what, folks? We already got the Powerball of Romans 1:16. It's called light. It's called Jesus. It gives us a full joy. Amen. See, What would you rather have? Something that people can steal? That's temporary? All that's temporary. Because money come and go. Things come and go. But with Jesus is going to be with us always. I would be with you even until the end of time. Amen. So we see things the wrong way. Well, he sure is successful. Look at that nice home he got. Look at that nice automobile he's riding in. Look how he dressed. That don't determine success. I would rather have this kind of joy. I'd rather be in the day. I'd rather see the light. I'd rather stumble not than having $550 million Powerball. Because it ain't going nowhere. This stuff you ain't going to lose. This stuff going to be with you 24/7. See, once you get this, John can't steal it from me because I got it. And he can get the same thing. Amen. See, people don't see this here because they're being robbed of the devil of 1 John 2. That is, by lust of eyes, what? The lust of the flesh. Everyone thinks love not the world, neither think they're in the world. So when Brother Branham went to verse 5, hey, I like verse 4 too, because I want full of joy. Amen. That full of joy is, he said, this then is the message we declare to you. We declare of him, Jesus, and we declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. See, by the word darkness, you just need to write sin. See, because sin takes away the light. See, sin takes away the day. Then verse 6, he said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and the truth not in him. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, it cleanses us from all our sin. Then verse number 8, he said, we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. You know, we deceive ourselves because what's done in the dark going to come to light. Then you can fool some of the people, but you'll never fool God. Amen. See, and that's the point that we need to see. See, that full joy. And you know what? It's a shame and a pity to be a Christian, see, and know it's there, but not utilize it. See? And the reason why, because it don't cost nothing. See, it ain't not a mindset. Sure, I preached about that. Well, he preached last time, Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That's something we do every day when we count, don't we? I hope you're doing it. How many? Ask the question, how many of you been counting since last Sunday? Or you just picked up the Bible to count tonight? See, that is we think. See, we reckon. See, but utilizing that light, utilizing the word, see, so that we can constantly see the light so that we won't stumble. Because the consequences is that if you ain't got light, you gonna stumble. See, another point, then we'll move on. You know, it makes no difference what you do and what I do in life. Whether right or wrong, that's repercussion. You ever thought about that? And nothing that can't be done whether right or wrong, but it's going to be repercussion. Everything that we do that's wrong going to be paid for because the Bible said God will not be mocked. See, it may no difference how small it may be, it may no difference how large it's going to be, but everything that we do, there is consequences in life. I mean, you can mark it down, it's going to happen, because that's what Galatians 6 says. So we know that consequences is based on action. Why in the world do we want to continue to dangle in nightly consequences? You understand what I'm saying? It's that mindset that we're talking about, right? See, because every time we go contrary to the book, see, you're walking at night. And then every time you do that, the Bible simply says that you're going to stumble. I'm going to spend a lot of time on that, but we got to understand that if we're going to understand what is the will of God. But look at verse 11. Y'all got that? Oh, verse 11. He said, these things said he. See, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And I'm going to stop right there. Because see, this is a point to be made. A lot of people who call themselves Christians are sleeping and need to be awakened. Amen. See, you're sleeping, or they're sleeping, but they need to be awakened. See? And the only thing that's going to wake you up is the light. See, that's the reason why you sleeping at night. Sometimes when sunset, when start getting morning time, see the light start coming through the window. See, and a lot of times it has a tendency to do what? Wake us up. Or you may say, like granted them used to do on the Beverly Hills, but they didn't have watches. Oh, it's 5:30. See, or it's 6 o'clock. Or it's early in the morning. Because the sun is coming up. See, y'all know what I'm talking about? It has a tendency to wake us up. See, that's what light does. That's what the Word of God does for those who are asleep. See, that's what light does. See, that's what transformation does. See, that's what it does. See, that's what the power of the Word of God does. We are asleep. See, we don't realize the blessing. Anytime we take the Word of God and take it for granted, anytime we have the Word of God and don't use it to our fullest ability, brother, we're asleep. Amen. Christians are supposed to be the happiest person in the world, amen. We got it all, amen. I mean, we can do. My God shall supply. All things work out together. I can go on and give you positive scriptures that we have, amen. Why in the world are you going to sleep on something like that? Amen. I'm not talking about that kind of sleep. I'm talking about sleep. The Word of God is not being a part of the life. Go back to 1 John right quick. I want to read something to you. 1 John. See, that's what happened over 1 John. See? 1 John 2. See? The beginning of verse 1. All right? Look what it says at the beginning of verse 1. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you. See, he said the same thing throughout this book. He used the phrase, I write unto you, Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen. See, this is the message. This is what he wrote to us through James 1:25, the perfect law of liberty. But what good is writing? What good is substance when we don't hear? Amen. Unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. But look at verse number 3. And hereby we do know, see, that we know him if we keep his commandments. See, he has said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. And then he that said he abideth in him, are also him also, so to walk even as he walked. Now go to chapter 4 right quick. Go to chapter 4, he says something else. All right? See, in chapter 4, he said, beloved, believe not. See, because that's a reason for a person to be asleep. See, that they not know, that they not abide, that they not keep his word, or don't walk in his word. Amen. See, he's a blood, believe not every spirit, as a small s, right? But try, see, test the spirit, that's the same word. See, whether they of God, because many false prophets are gone out among you. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. See, but drop it down to verse 6 for time's sake. He said, we are of God, and he that knoweth God, he hears us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. And what happened? We knoweth God. See? And you just can't have that proper spirit with the mentality of just ignoring, not abiding, not keeping. See, We got to be awake in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So in verse 10, when he used that phrase, we know he said, well, Lazarus sleep. Well, Lazarus is dead. See, that's what night does. It's dead. See, when you sleep, see, you're not dead, but you don't know what's going on. Am I right? See, when you go to sleep at night, and when you sound asleep, see, you don't know what's going on. You're just laying there. See, and that's the analogy between a physical death and a spiritual death. That is, you don't know because you're not abiding, you're not keeping. You don't have the love of God in your life, in relationship, in order for us to have that full joy. See, and that's the analogy that he's using now. Now, this Lazarus, yeah, he's dead. See. But what's going to happen, I'm going to wake him out of sleep. See, and that's what the power of the Word of God. And we're going to say, you could come here any way you want to tonight. You could be just dead. You could be in the night. You could be wrong. But you don't have to leave that way. See, you don't have to leave that way. See, that's grace. That's mercy. See, that's why Philippians said, forget those things behind and press on toward tomorrow. See, don't worry about what happened yesterday. Today is a new day. See, that phrase we talked about Sunday night, that can't spirit. You don't never use that word can't. We can, amen. We can do all things as long as it don't violate the will of God, amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Then verse 12, then says the disciple, Lord, if he sleep, shall he well? Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of things of rest and sleep. See, they still did not understand. See, it's like people today. People come to church today, they just asleep if they want to. The reason why I say that, because see, they're asleep because they don't know him. How can you know him and not keep his commandments? Amen. How can you say you know him but you don't have full joy? How can you say you know him and you're walking in the night? Amen. They're not physically asleep, but they're spiritually asleep. Amen. See, everyone who know him, and y'all correct me wrong, everyone who say they hear his voice, well, Bible class should be an integral part of their spiritual well-being. Amen. Amen. See? But for some reason, see, it's called sin. See, the devil had literally knocked you out. See, you in the darkness. That's what the devil do. The devil would knock people out and they don't even know it. And they're walking in darkness. They're in the night. Don't even know it. I mean, you can go downtown at 12 o'clock and you see people going back and forth to work. They look successful. They look nice. They all dressed all up. Counting work down there. You know what I'm talking about. But 99% of them is asleep. Because they don't know him. They don't keep his word. They don't abide. That's what John is talking about. And that's what he's trying to get these disciples to see. And guess what? They didn't know what he was talking about, like most people even today. They don't know. They say, well, you being judgmental. I'm not being judgmental. It's the word. Amen. When the world said you don't know him, the world said you, when you don't know him because you don't abide, you don't keep his commandments, if you don't walk in love, if you don't walk in the light, if you don't walk in the day, if you don't see it the light, the only consequences is night. Amen. You are sleeping, and you need to be woke up. And the only thing going to wake you up is the power of the Word of God. Amen. That's the only thing going to wake you up. He said, how be it? Jesus speaking of that. But they thought. Underline that word thought. Sometimes you can think the wrong way, right? Our thoughts are not his thoughts, right? If it violates the Word of God, amen. That's what has gotten us in the world today. See, someone say, well, baptism was changed because a man was on his deathbed and he wanted to be baptized. And some water is better than no water. Well, that's the reason for you to change God's word? Well, If he were baptized with sprinkling, or if he were baptized with pouring, well, did that save him? When the Bible said, Colossians 2:12, that baptism is a barrier? That's how the denomination came about. When Paul said, when I depart, greet with me in here, not sparing the flock, speaking perverse doctrine to draw disciples after them. Perverse doctrine means doctrine that has been changed. That's not God's thinking. That's man's thinking. They didn't have a right to think what they thought. But people think what they think because people are asleep. People don't study for themselves. People can't take the book, see, and open the book and say, what must I do to be saved? Well, the Ethiopian eunuch was asleep, wasn't he? Because if he was awoke, he was in the day. When the question was asked, do you understand what you're reading? He already knew the answer. Am I right? Cornelius was asleep. Saul of Tarsus was asleep. The Philippian jailer was asleep. The 3,000 on the day of Pentecost was asleep. Because see, if they was awoke, if they was in the day, they never would have asked the question, what must I do to be saved? That's the first sign that somebody needed to wake them up. They were dead. But see, you can't take your rationale. I can't take my rationale. Say, well, they sleep. Now, this is a solution to wake them up. See, that's what got us in the world that we're in today with denominationism. That's the world that we got into today with the church. Well, Yale Tent said back in 1950. Yale Tent, when they was debating, well, was it right to support institutionalism, orphan homes? And you had a group on this side say, yeah, we're going to support orphan home institutionalism by the treasury. And then you had these over here saying James 1:27, and there is an individual thing in Galatians 16, and they split. And you had a tank told them back in 1950 at the old 4th Avenue Church of Christ right here in Birmingham, Alabama. That's called Bush Hill now. He said, in the next 30 or 40 years, you're not going to know the church. If your mindset, if your thinking gonna be like it is today. See what the devil do? The devil will get a little bit out of left field, and then he'll gradually get you and get you and get you till he got you all the way out there in the left field. See? And look at the church today. Look at the church today. Simply because people thought pattern. Their thought pattern is not based on the light. See, that's not the only way we can think as the light think, as the world think. See, they thought when Jesus talking about, yeah, he's sleeping, but I'm going to wake him up. They thought literally that he was dead. Yeah, he were dead, but Jesus was using a spiritual application to teach us too. Right? That we can be asleep. Anytime we sin and don't repent, we sleep. Anytime we don't keep and don't abide, we sleep. Anytime we walk not in love, what? We're asleep. And we need to be awakened by what? The word. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See? And that's the reason why. You can type in Yale Tent, that debate, and it'll pull up. It's right over here at the 4th Avenue. It used to be called 4th Avenue Church of Christ, Yale Tent. And he was debating. That's when Cub of Child Haven Orphanage and all that was coming about, and they began to open up orphan homes, and churches start supporting the institutionalism and using money out of the church treasury. I don't have no problem with James 1:27 about taking care of widows and orphans in their time of need and keeping oneself unspotted from the world. That's an individual responsibility. We're all supposed to do that, amen. Paul told Timothy over there, if a man don't take care of his own, he's denied the faith, he's worse than an infidel. Amen. If my mama was living, I'm telling you, I'd be there for my mama, amen. Because you ain't got but one mama, folks. Amen. That's my responsibility. It ain't the church responsibility, amen. When my daddy was living, I laughed about that the other day, man. It wasn't a Friday, I went, didn't go by there. Had a cup of coffee with him. You know, I look forward to that because he offered me a piece of sweet potato pie. He offered me a piece of some buttermilk pie. He offered me something. He cooked a cake because he always was cooking something. You know, and I enjoyed it and I miss it. See? But it's your responsibility. It ain't the church's responsibility. But when they came over that idea of institutionalism, he was debating them. He was telling them, you're wrong. You're going down the wrong path. Y'all taking the church down the wrong path. And that's exactly what they did. If I go to Sean, did you not know that someone told me that Inslee, Roosevelt City, most of all these, before us and Bush Hills and Woodland Park and Titusville, you primarily didn't have nobody but Roosevelt City. Brother, he can go back that way and tell you. You had Roosevelt City, you had Inslee, you had South Woodlawn that was back there then. You didn't have about three or four. See, all of us was Johnny and latecomers. Okay, that came about maybe like in the 60s or the 70s, Woodland Park, Titusville, Grisilla Heights, Bessemer. Bessemer was a runoff from the Roosevelt City. But you only had about four or five, with Inslee being the first, and then I think Roosevelt City being number two. But the rest of them kind of like, you know, but they all came split offs from these congregations. But they said that Inslee, Roosevelt City, they pretty much were sound congregations. See, and in the 70s, late 70s, all this group singing and all that came about from the old South Woodlawn when Elijah Bush came. But some of these old brethren that you hear people talk about, me and Brother Smith were talking about that yesterday when I was visiting the women. Brother, what's his name? Saying no tears in here. Robert Jones. Some of those old brothers, man, you know what I'm talking about, of that gospel. They wouldn't tolerate this here. I mean, they stood on the word. Now, they might have been ignorant. They might not can read. They might not have no education. But, baby, what they knew, they stood on. They stood on the word. And they wouldn't let you change the word. See? And they might not didn't have no PhD. Or they didn't have no doctor by their name. But what they knew, they stood on. See? And that's the point that I'm saying. Because, see, when you allow this to happen, that's what's going to happen. See, I know I'm using a church concept, but just in life, period. See, and that's what Yada was talking about, that if you allow these little things to creep in, and that's what have divided the church today. I mean, that's how it began with that stuff, with institutionalism, because we all was one way at one time. You might not believe that, but they were. See, we all spoke the same thing. We wasn't no division among us, amen, and we was all one. Go ahead, Brother Brown. I know I went a long time, you may have forgot. A memorial. That's right. That's it. That's right. That's right. That's it. That's right. Well, he's the same yesterday and today was. See, that's the point. I mean, the Bible don't get outdated. See, we get outdated. And remember, we get outdated, because what we want to do is take the Bible and update it to us. And you can't do that. Go ahead, brother. That's it. That's it. That's right. They don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Well, preachers don't preach like they used to. And the reason why they don't preach and teach like they used to, because we are more pacifiers. We want to satisfy. You know what? Conscience is dangerous. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, mindset. See, when you try to pacify the mind, to satisfy conscience, you ever knew something was wrong, but you don't want to see it wrong? Or you try to solve the problem with not being offensive? You don't want nobody hurt? Y'all know what I'm talking about? You ever been in a situation like that? You just don't know what to do? And you know something got to be done, but you just don't want to rock the boat. You just want to get it solved, or you want to sweep it under the rug because you don't want no hard feelings. Well, number one, the law says this. See, once you sow it, it's going to be repercussions. Now, you sow it the right way toward the Spirit, you're going to get full joy. Is that what we're talking about? Because, see, we're in the day, right? We see it as light, right? And we stumble not, right? Because we sleep as not. Is that what we just said tonight? Okay, now, the other side of the coin is this way. When you sow wrong, Galatians says it's going to bring about condemnation. So there's no way around it, right? See, that's the reason why Terry... See, people want to go to church. People want to belong to a church. It's like people say, well, I'm looking for a church home. Well, what you looking for? See, well, I'm looking to see what kind of youth program they got. I'm looking to see what kind of young adult. See, heard somebody say, well, we're going to leave Fair Park because they got more seniors over there. Well, they're looking for a seniors program. Are they looking for this type of program? You hear people say, well, I want to go to a church where the word of God, truth is being preached. You don't hear that. But they're looking for happiness in the wrong places. So what I'm saying, see, we try to satisfy. See, the best way to deal with wrong is to deal with it head on. You know you're wrong. You know you deal wrong. Well, let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse you and accept the consequences and move on. See, move on. Grow from that. Learn from that. See, but see, when you continue to try to pacify, see, and that's what preachers are doing now. Preachers are not preaching, they are satisfying. They're satisfying itching ears. You know what I'm saying? Because see, what you got to understand, you making $8,000 a month, right? See, I'm not going to get up there and say, you are adulterous, you are a fornicator, you can't drink, you can't do this. First thing they're going to say, you don't never have nothing nice to say? We don't want to hear that kind of preaching. You know why? Because, see, that's stepping on people's toes. And that's the problem we run into. See, and that's the reason why, see, Jesus is saying that. That's the reason why people in the night versus the day. That's the reason they are stumbling. That's the reason why they are, you're not stumbling. That's the reason why they don't have full joy. Because, see, we want the word, but we want the word in our own terms. And guess what, y'all? It always been that way. You think when Noah preached for 120 years, think about this, y'all. Do you think they like what Noah said? If so, most people would have gotten arguing, wouldn't they? Huh? Read the Bible. Everybody wasn't obedient. Everybody didn't do what God told them to do. See? And that's the problem. See? And I say it all night. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen? It's not a perfect one here today. But when we do, don't judge yourself. Don't try to satisfy conscience. Don't beat around the issue. Deal with it. Deal with it. Amen? Because that's the only way you're going to solve it. Because you sweep it on the rug, guess what? Somebody can put the rug back up. It's going to come back out. Am I right? See, and that's the reason why. Because, let me tell you something. Once you lose joy, what we talking about, right? Because you sleep, you ain't got nothing. You don't have anything. You see, I'm serious. Once you out of the light, you ain't got nothing. Now you may have some temporary carnal things, but sooner or later they'll get gone. You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's the point. Go ahead, brother. Well, you use the word probable. It ain't probable. It ain't right. The reason why I say that, because see, heaven is a work in process. Abundant life is a work in progress. Full joy is a work in progress. You can have it today and be gone tomorrow. Y'all know what I'm saying? See, that's the reason why John 8:31 says, if you continue. Romans 2:10, be thou faithful. See, we hear scriptures like that. See, that's the reason why in James, he said, count it all joy. See, Be not conformed, but be transformed. See, that's something that we do every day. Because, see, heaven, being a Christian, is a 24/7, 365-day job. And the reason why it is, because we have an enemy. And it's called the devil. We live in a world that is worldly. I'm like Brother Goodwin. I was sitting in his porch one day, and he said, I'm glad I came around when I did. When he said it, I didn't get it. But on my way home in my truck, I thought about it. I said, that's enough to make the church say amen. Can you imagine how bad the world going to be 20 years from now? Can you imagine how bad things going to be 40 years from now? I mean, you think about life. See, I remember when we first moved to Birmingham, and we lived over there on 30th Street, and we didn't even know what a VCR was. Until one day, somebody told Dara, says, you been watching this show on TV? She said, no. She said, well, don't you record on a VCR? She said, what is a VCR? We didn't even know what a VCR were. Then Sean would tell us, you know, we had the cassettes. Y'all remember we had the cassettes? Then Sean said, well, one day, CDs go out, put cassettes out of business. Did they do it? And then, what the mother was called, Blu-ray? Blu-ray putting them out. Now you don't even need a CD. Huh? Y'all remember video cameras? People don't even buy cameras no more. What they do with a phone? You go to wedding now, people have a camera, right? Now they use phone, video and everything. That's just the world. But I'm saying how the world changes, you understand what I'm saying? But see, it don't never change toward spirituality. It changed toward the worst. See, it never changed toward the world. Because, see, we get more and more and more and more. And more we get, the more it takes us from the Word. Amen. Because, see, the more we have, the more it takes time, take away from time what we need to be doing to continue to be our faithful. See? And then the more we really have, we really think we don't need God. And that's the reason why we want to serve Him on our own terms. And that's the reason why we want to think the way we think. See? And that's the reason why people get mad when you say, well, this is the way it's supposed to be, this is the way the Bible. Because, see, they want to do what they want to do. See? Denomination of church, in the church, it makes no difference. You see? See? Like somebody said to me the other day, hey, I heard y'all don't get a lot of stuff on Sunday night. I said, we sure don't. I don't agree with that. I said, do you know why? I don't want to know why. I said, why would you say that? I mean, you heard it. Seemed like you would want to know why. Can I show you why? Can I talk to you why? Well, I don't want to know why. But they heard it. Well, if I hear something, whether right or wrong, I want to know why. Don't you? Let me know why you believe the way you believe. Let me know. Now, I might not agree with you, but at least think about it. At least look at it. At least examine it. See what you're saying to be right or wrong. See? See? But the reason why is because, see, it goes against the norm. People don't like to go against the norm. People like things just the way it is. Don't rock the boat. Keep it just the way it is, regardless of what the Word of God says. See? See? But that's not continuing. See? See? See, that's not transforming. See? And that's the point that we're seeing here. See, will we know, right, will we know everything about the Bible before we die? No. We'll never know it all. But we'll know enough to be justified. But when lie prevails and through study, and when you study, and when you know you're wrong and you need to change, the only solution is change. Amen? Am I right? See? And that's the point. See? I want the fire to leave here to learn how to work a saw. Yeah, I'd love to be able to just get a saw and just cut a piece of wood from a 4x8 down one, just going down. I want to do that. You know, but every time I try, I either the saw jump and I jump and scam or cut my hand off and I put it down. But I just love to get that wood and put it on two saw horses and just, you know, you do go down there like that. I want to do that. I do. Y'all laughing. But I'm serious. You know, Sean came over there and cut my grass. He had that weed eater just gone. I said, I sure wish I could do it with a weed eater. He had to hop it all over that grass, weeding and doing everything. I wish I knew how to do that. I'd be able to cut my toes off food around that thing. Some things I can't do and some things I can do, but I still want to do them. See? And I got on my bucket list. So, but when you want to do those things, just time gone, man. Time go by fast. That look good? All right. Next week we'll pick back up on three more verses. Okay. Thank you, brother, so much. John Ma, where are we going to be at next week? 15? 13? Can we get 15? Okay. Well, we appreciate you. Hey, thank you so much. Today's Callan's birthday. Happy birthday, Callan. You all right? I know Brother Head said he don't like to remember young people's birthday, but happy birthday. I didn't know today was your birthday. Happy birthday. Good to have a birthday, amen. It's a blessing to have one. And please remember Brother Smith. Good to see Brother Head with us today. Let's remember all the sick and the shut-in. The announcement about his co-worker that was, he said was shot. Yeah, Ladarius Clay, he was shot on Sunday night. He's in UAB Hospital. And let's continue to pray for him there, Ladarius Clay. And we'll remember him in our prayer. Men, there'll be a men training class Saturday, 10 o'clock, and a men business meeting immediately following. I would say 11, but it don't always be that way. Because them training classes get so good. Sometimes it's 11:30, sometimes it's 12. But he does such an excellent job, and we just get wrapped up in it, so we forget what time it'll be. But it'll be this Saturday at 10 o'clock Saturday, 5 men training class. All right, are there any more announcements? Faithful brother? Your son make it to Finland? You make it over there? Good, all right. Let's continue to pray for Trey. He's over there playing basketball over there in Finland. And you got the new list out? All right, do not leave without getting the list out. And from Brother Terry for who's going to serve over next month. Okay? Are there any more announcements? Let us pray. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings. Thank you for the power of your word. Now as we depart and go our separate ways, may the grace of God's sweet communion of saints rest and abide with us till we can meet again. In Jesus' name we say together, amen. Y'all have a good night, okay?